Thinking of Hyde Association, which...
Aye.
Would never be affected by that bill, so, you know.
Do you want any of this?
No, you can recycle it.
Have you gotten up to wash it?
Yeah.
I ain't after.
No.
Why don't you try and go?
Cordova?
They go next weekend.
I might.
The Valdez.
Valdez, yeah. I might go.
Not to Cordova.
Ida, yeah.
Are we, please?
Committee to order, Senator...
Or they should move that both sides.
The building may fall down.
Talking to camera, you move back and forth.
Kurtula, Eliason, and Sturgiluski, we have a number of bills. The first is Senate Bill Number 93, Workman's Comp for Militia Members, then to Labor and Commerce, and to Finance. And one of the things we're trying to really check are the fiscal notes, and are we doing a bit better in getting them forward?
Those are all fiscal notes, every bill we have should have all the fiscal notes.
Mr. Chairperson, I move it be approved for calendaring at the chairperson's discretion, Senate Bill 93, yes, unanimous consent.
Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Senate, excuse me.
No.
No, go ahead, Senator Eliason.
That's fine.
Senate Bill 144, relocation assistance for federally assisted projects and programs and providing for an effective date. This is a governor's bill.
I'd move that it be approved for calendaring. Senate Bill 144, chairperson's discretion.
Just to make note, the zero fiscal note, unanimous due pass. Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. We did have, this bill was just read across today, Senate Bill 256. It deals with reimbursement for costs incurred and recovery of money expended as a result of released hazardous substance. And this was introduced by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, has been through the Community and Regional Affairs and the Finance Committee. It carries a zero fiscal note. Note there attached to the from the Department of Law, Prosecution, Legal Services. They're unable to put an amount on the legislation. They know there will be an impact. Did you have any other information on that?
This is the fiscal note that the Finance Committee has adopted, and the Department of Law has no new information at this time.
But it's getting the vehicle available. No, we don't have any special information on it. Senator Szymanski was very interested in seeing this go to the floor because of...
Well, this Senate Bill 144 may be pure crap. Fight it on the floor, probably.
What is it?
Relocation assistance. Mm-hmm. You may not understand it, so...
We passed that one.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, 256. We're on 256 now, the cost reimbursement. This is a special request of Senator Szymanski that this be brought forward.
I believe three out of the four of you are first sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Okay. I see. All right, fine. That's a Szymanski, Kurtula, Kelly, Sturgiluski bill. Is anyone prepared to move Senate Bill 250?
I shall move and ask unanimous consent.
Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. The next bill is Senate Bill 258, state premium tax exemption. This is by the health care cost containment.
It's innocuous.
Innocuous. It's been to finance, received a unanimous due pass.
This
is a zero fiscal number.
This is state that has to pay taxes on your own premium, which is just a turnaround right now. We pay them and they turn around and say...
Chairperson, I would move that the bill be approved for calendaring at the chairperson's discussion, Senate Bill 258.
Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. What's this one?
No more.
Did she say?
No more wilderness.
No, no, no. I did not, I'll ask that this one be held. I spoke to, Senator Fakes, and she's going to check to see whether or not the timing was appropriate on this based on what's happening. And she'll get back to us on that. SJR 40, the National Park Service hire of Native students. And that is, went through the Resources Committee and had a unanimous due pass. It's a zero fiscal note. And it's just trying to get some additional federal funding. And
I would move it be approved for countering of chairperson discretion, SJR 40.
Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Then we have SJR 41, tax status of MICA. This is also on the House side. I put this in the request of the MICA Corporation, and it has to do with they're getting a continued ruling from the Internal Revenue Service that they are non-taxable, and that's certainly in the interest of the state. Zero fiscal note.
I would move that that resolution 41 would be approved for countering at the chairperson's discretion.
Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. The final bill before us. By the way, I didn't say anything on the floor, but we'll certainly be continuing, in my opinion, to consider House bills.
I just thought I had a tickle a little bit, was all.
All right, fine. We have before us House Bill 86, an act requiring employers to permit employees and former employees to have access to their personnel file. This has been to Labor and Commerce, State Affairs, Judiciary in the House, in the Senate, has been to State Affairs and Labor and Commerce. So it's had a good deal of review.
I move House Bill 86 be approved for countering chairperson's discretion.
Any objection? Hearing none? So ordered.
You probably ought to bring it to the attention of those beneficiaries, or that you're not holding back on their